quite pleased to have Ian Clark join us today. In 2004, due to his failing health, he began an extensive exploration about how to be healthy in today's world, and he's got many great insights to share. I'm Robin, here with Tributaries. Ian, a few years back, you went through a health crisis, literally stopping you in your tracks, so to speak. Can you talk a bit about how your intuition played into the road to recovery?
Well, we could call it intuition, or we could call it desperation. Because it started with desperation, and it became extremely intuitive, based upon the release of a whole ton of toxic elements in my body. So when I was 46 years old, I was being diagnosed by the medical institutions and doctors in Toronto and specialists with a couple of different terminal diagnoses. They involved around cancer and heart disease. As it turned out, I had neither of those things. Now, in their books, I would have that. But in my books, from what I've learned, is it was simply a massive overload of fungal infections that showed up as tumors, bacterial overload that showed up as clogged arteries, and then I was full of lead. I should have known, but I had no clue. I worked in the oil field for 17 years in the service and drilling side.
Mm.
Everyone out there is exposed to lead every single day, like ridiculous amounts. And it gets on your skin, on your clothing. It gets everywhere. It's this called lead pipe dope. And it's on every connection for every pipe that goes everywhere. And it just has legs that goes everywhere.
Right. Interesting use of words, lead pipe dope.
Exactly. Dope making you dopey.
Yes.
It certainly does not use up dopamine.
No.
It is, it's just something that you accept as an industry insider that you don't know and they don't tell you. So it pays the price later. And the price that was to be paid could not be afforded because it was going to take my body out. I had around 3 years to live at that point. And even looking back, it was probably a shorter window than I realized. But fortunately, one morning I woke up in the middle of all this crisis. And I realized that there are people on the earth who have deep levels of knowledge on every subject matter. And there are people who are the best of the best in each topic and category. As you know, the best flute player, the best violinist.
Certainly.
The best researcher on brain health. The best people who understand the way that the body really works and what it needs to heal. That is far superior and light years above anything in this lower domain of medical institutions and dental institutions, because I had both dental and medical problems at a high level. So when I realized that, I'm like, okay, well, that's good to know that. Yes, I obviously know that now, because it just made common sense, logical, right?
Yes.
But the problem is I didn't know who these people are, where to find them, or, you know, anything about them other than I knew they existed.
Right.
So it was rather daunting. I was like, okay, well, you know, if I could be led to these, without no pun intended, if I could be led to these people to find them, I would listen, I would pay very close attention, and I would do whatever I was being instructed to do. I would spend whatever time, energy, resources possible. I was also very open to the idea of suffering through the consequences of having to fix my body, you know, through detox or Herxheimer's or whatever you want to call that. And I was willing to spend any amount of everything. I mean, and I was also willing to have as much fun as was required.
Good.
I wanted to be open to all things. And so in that open request to be led and guided to that destination or those destinations, I was realizing that, okay, I better be careful what I'm asking for. Am I sure I'm knowing what I'm asking for here? If I'm willing to do anything? And I was required to do a lot of things that I think I otherwise would have opted out from if I would have known what they were at that time.
Can you give an example of one of those things, perhaps?
Yes, the detox side of things. So the intense suffering that can happen when you're in a life and death situation and your body is dumping ungodly loads of the most nasty stuff, and you're going through the high fevers and the super chills and the purging, the painful purging of a body that was just absolutely filled with toxicity and problematic stuff, and what it took to cleanse. And but what I noticed is once you're into the thick of these healing crises, because, you know, I don't like healing crises at all. I like people to avoid them if possible. But if it's life and death, like where I was on a super slippery, slidey slope down, I had to go through these. And so my willingness up front to say, I will do whatever it takes, I had to remind myself, remember what you said? And now that you're into this, don't go back. It's like going through a firewall.
Yes, and there's some emotional and mental processes to go through, because sometimes people get sick because they don't have much of a desire to live. And as you're mentioning right there, you had to be very clear, yes, and you were very clear, obviously, that you wanted to live. So you were able to go through all of these things, all of the hardships.
Right. But those challenges were real, and there were times where I thought, wow, do I really want to go through this? Do I really want to live? I had the greatest battle was in the mind area, where I found out that my body controlled my mind to a large extent. And the body is not allowed to control the mind if the body is off the rails. So if I have food addictions, or if I'm consuming things that I know are not good for me, but my body is craving those things, then the body has to be shut down on controlling the mind. It's like the fox watching the hen house.
Yes.
Yes. Right? So it was this battle. I'm like telling my body, literally talking to my body, saying, okay, so you are so fired. Oh my God, you are so fired. You spoiled little brat. You incontinent little, you know, spoiled child.
Yes.
You are not allowed to continue this journey. This is going to be completely interrupted. I am taking over. You are fired.
Right.
I am going to tell you what you're going to do. Make all the fuss you want. Come on. Bring it on. Because I was, this is so gross. I can't even imagine how far down I had gone in light of where I am today.
Mm.
I was addicted at one point to Wendy's number 4 special supersize with a big Coke. And if I didn't have that by 11:30, 12 in the day, by 1 o'clock, I would have a pounding headache.
Oh my
and
goodness.
A gut that was like a wolf's mouth trying to eat me from the inside, telling me, go get it.
Yeah, similarly, I have this friend who I hadn't seen in probably 40 years, and he told me how he went through this addiction with alcohol, and we were eating lunch, and he ordered a Diet Coke, and I was just watching, and he said, I give myself a Diet Coke instead of that drink I want. And it was just a one-day meeting after all those years, right? And I keep feeling like, do I need to suggest, okay, now it's time for the next step. Let go of the Diet Coke. But
right.
But that's his journey, I guess.
That's right. Well, it's a matter of, at the end, like after all the maturity of the last 16 years of this very intense journey, and it really began in 2004, but it never kicked into gear to 2006 when I was going to be taken out of this world and realized, hey, buddy, you got to wake up on every level. Forget about like trying to find things you might be doing incorrectly. How about the idea that everything you are doing is out of line? How about every thought, every action, every reaction, everything is out of line? And 100% of every single thing that I was suffering was on my plate based upon me. I wanted to blame everything else. I wanted to blame everybody else. I wanted to, you know, because that's the toxicity level I was at.
Yes.
Trying to find fault, trying to blame myself, trying to blame other people. Forget it. It doesn't work. I learned I had to take responsibility, and I've been learning this. I'm still learning this today on this call.
Sure.
About taking true ownership and responsibility for everything that is happening in my universe.
And you were on the line, so you had a major course in that very quickly. And yet we're talking a few years back, right? What year are we talking when that was initially going on for you?
Well, the beginning of the crisis was 2004 with the tumor showing up and then the obvious heart disease symptoms. And then 2006 was the year where I started to get access
to
people who were on the natural healing grid.
Right.
And that was a very intense year because of all, like I lost 90 pounds that year.
Yes, I believe it. And so today, here we are in 2022, even today between that time and now, there's so much information. Those of us that aren't on the line, so to speak, we have a little bit more time and opportunity to perhaps take one thing at a time as far as taking responsibility in those places in our life where we can take responsibility and move toward a point of, okay, well, if I'm not going to do this anymore, then you can turn around and go, okay, what am I going to do today or what can I do today to make a positive change? What can I bring into my body or what can I bring out of as far as like meditating or just a consciousness about being a healthy being? And it certainly, as you're representing here today, it's a physical thing, it's a mental thing, emotional and a spiritual. It all comes together at some point, which from what I know about you, Ian, it came to you and now you've really been able to look at those things. And as human beings, we're all working with that on a daily basis or living that on a daily basis. And can you share one alternative modality that perhaps was the first thing that served you or one that you feel really served you? And then I'd like to get into what you've discovered through all these years, because now you've turned all of this into information that you're sharing with people, and your discoveries are daily probably, or close to that anyway, about what's out there and what's possible and all of that.
Yeah, well, the last, you know, 16 years involved tens of millions of dollars of access to funding that was generated through our small company that started as a result of learning. The company was not set up to go and make a whole bunch of money. That's part of the toxicity of the world, the attempt to make lots of money. What I found out is that when you have something that's extreme value to the world, they need to know, and people are really wanting to find out what the truth is. It has to be simplified down to the most effective, least time-consuming, and least resource-consuming investments that people make in their lives and their body's well-being. And it becomes super clear and simple as time goes on. The institutions around us, whether it's naturopathic or medical, that is not the way they want to go, because complexity and difficulty and obscure things that are not really understood, the why of it, keeps people where they can make money off of the backs of people, being ill or never getting to that true level of health.
Good.
In my case, because I almost died, there was a switch that hit that was like, oh, well, what if? And this is one of the original thoughts that I had when I knew there were people in the world who had the real information. So what if one day we find that the body could actually be totally healed, be completely healthy, and no more danger of dying early or anything like that, and it didn't cost any money? What if? It seems like Mission Impossible, right?
I don't know. I've been on that mission for 30 years, Ian.
but that was this thing. I thought, you know, what if I was open to that? What if I was open to that idea? Even though everyone would say, "Oh, that's not possible." So So when I went through all of the learning, there were literally thousands of iterations of things and modalities and lifestyle changes and all these things that a person could do. But I noticed that if there was anything that was not really affordable time, energy, effort, and money-wise on a long term, that I wouldn't do it. I just simply wouldn't do it. And there's all kinds of shiny objects that come along. They go, oh, look, you can do this and you can do that. Okay, so I went through a lot of those. And again, we had endless resources of funds because the money became an eight-figure, the company became eight figures almost in the first year.
Amazing.
And it was like, what? How could that even be? We didn't even have marketing and sales and stuff. We hadn't even tried yet. So I knew that we were into something that was highly effective. So the when you ask, you know, what did I saw all these different things and all these wonderful things, but today it has been boiled down to where the cream has risen right to the top and the heaviest cream is at the very top. And I only do a few things now that are the most effective, that completely change the human body from a lifestyle standpoint.
Bravo. And now we're at why I called you and why I wanted to have you as a guest on the show, because I know you found that and you've discovered. So what is that? Tell us about some of that heavy cream.
Yeah, it actually involves heavy cream, interestingly enough.
Sounds good.
It does. So what I was on the journey, I knew that if I was open to learning and being truly not attached to anything per se, that I could separate myself from everything I love, everything I hate, everything I like, everything I don't like, everything I think is right, everything I think is wrong. I could separate myself from that based upon factual data. If I could just learn what are the most profoundly effective things that I can do to have my body operate at the highest level, have my mind under total control with truth, having my emotions guarded with a very strong emotional immune system so I can't be scared by anything. Mm-hmm. Because all of us could be scared enough, right?
Yes.
We're all vulnerable.
Yes, bravo.
But I knew I needed to build that up. The spiritual side, that's a whole nother realm. That involves nutrients from the tree of life, which are spiritual, and that's a very high-level subject that is not, of course, it has an effect on the body and it has an effect on the mind and the emotions and so on. But today we're talking about the actual visceral,
yes,
visible, show me, seeing is believing stuff, because my body, I have a body that's very sensitive and reacts to really everything that happens to it. That's why I was going to die young. Because my body was telling me, dude, like, what are you doing? You know, you're going to lose me. You're not managing me right. You're letting me run off the rails. And so I'll just run off the rails then. And both of my uncles on my mom's side, who I definitely lean that genetic pathway, died at 51 and 54 because, number one, they didn't have any knowledge about health. Number two, they did everything that everybody else did around them. They went the medical route and they both died of cancer 2 days apart in 1978 at 51 and 54 years old, early termination.
Yes.
And it was horrific what they went through to get out of here.
Yeah, my dad.
And I remembered that, right? When I was 20, I was like, wow. And so here I was at 46 with that. Now today at 65, I'm in my 65th year. I'm way healthier than I was when I was 23, and I was good at 23.
Mm.
So something has happened that was profound. So what it turns out to be is I was just saying to myself, if I find out that something's really, really, really good for me to consume and other things are not so good for me to consume, I will simply stop the things that I find out that are not so good, and I will only consume the things that I know are very good for me. So what are those things? Because this is a lifestyle thing. This is your day-to-day. What are you going to do day-to-day? Because, you know, I'm not talking about when you go up for a celebration or a wedding or you know, some special event or occasion. I let my hair down and relax. I'm not all pent up and worried about every last little thing I'm eating in those situations. That's just once in a blue moon.
Right.
And I don't push the pleasure button often. I make sure any pleasure buttons are pushed very seldom, because then that pleasure is intensified tremendously the less you push the pleasure buttons. So I noticed that my body would respond well when I did not eat high purine foods. So I got the list out of all the foods that contain high purine. Purine content causes the body to have to deal with excess uric acid. And uric acid has multiple negative effects when it is over and above the amount your body needs, because your body does require uric acid. And you just don't want any more than the actual required amount. When you have more, it just starts depositing razor blades throughout your system. And those razor blades damage organ function, brain function, prostate, et cetera, joints, muscles, aches and pains.
Yes, if I may interrupt here just for a second, because purine, I think, is a word that a lot of people may not know. What does that mean, or what are some foods that have purine in them?
Right. Well, things that have high purines are alcohol, beverages, red meat, a lot of seafood, all the shellfish, all organ meat. And those are big ones. Those are the big ones. And all you do is go on Google, and you can get the exact purine content of each thing. And that doesn't mean that I don't enjoy certain things that have high purines once in a blue moon.
Right.
Because I don't do alcohol, because alcohol is a hyperpoison that is just beyond comprehension level. And the subtlety of it is so deep and so deeply ingrained in the entire society of this world. It's incomprehensible, but that's another subject. So the high purine foods, I stopped eating those, and I started eating low purine foods. I noticed a big shift there. And then the next thing I looked at was any foods that had higher than normal oxalic acid, oxalate. I dropped those. Noticed another huge shift, because the oxalates with the uric acid are buddies in their evil, little way of doing things. And that was another big shift. And then I dropped all foods that have seed oils in them. Any food that has seed oil added to it, any food that is cooked with seed oil, 100% off the menu. Because when we got into producing perfectly pressed IN therapeutic seed oils, which are called unadulterated seed oils, it exposed all of the adulterated seed oils that are in the world.
Mm.
And I went through this whole thing. I went, whoa. First of all, the body does not want seed oils for food. It just doesn't. It's never been designed for that. I watched my dad in 1972, when my brother was going to medical school. He became a doctor and was a doctor for 30 years and died of a brain tumor in 2011. He didn't believe in anything natural. It was all had to be all chemical, medical, pharmaceutical.
Right.
He came home and told our family that, this now being discovered that butter and cream and animal fat is killing everybody.
Right.
It's giving heart attacks. It's doing this and this. You got to go to margarine.
Remember those days, right?
Right. Okay. So that was in 1972, and my dad was a healthy guy. I mean, he had different health issues because he had mercury fillings and things like that. So he always had different issues that came up, but overall, he was okay. By 1984, he got angina.
Mm.
He fought for his life. From 1984, when he was 64 years old, he was born in 1920, he fought for his life until 1996, two open heart surgeries, aorta aneurysms, and so on, kidney stones, and so on, until he died in his sleep in 1996 at 76 years old, having the last 12, 13 years of his life hell on earth.
Mm.
And that was all based upon that knowledge that was incorrect.
Many things become fads. I used to get the Townsend newsletter for doctors and patients, and there was a lot of good research and articles in there. And then one day I opened it up and all the supplemental ads fell out of it that they just shove into the magazine itself. And And I just looked at all those things and I canceled my subscription because I just thought, this is just more processed stuff. All
right.
of these supplementations, and I'm not against supplements, believe me, but the number, it was just overwhelming to me, and I thought, no, there's a better way. I have to shift gears right now and put a different focus on things.
Well, the seed oil thing was just a major eye-opener, because I used to eat lots of hummus and, you know, organic, you know, corn chips and all that kind of stuff, thinking that was all healthy. Well, when I stopped that, When I literally read every label, I don't touch anything with seed oil in it.
Right.
And I was just focusing the seed oils from the therapeutic side, like the black cumin seed oil, amaranth, coriander, you know, all like the little bit of flax oil, but had to be pressed perfectly, can't be rancid. All these different things that are just tiny amounts consumed.
Right.
Those seed oils went in and got all the gunk out of my system that had built up over the years from all the terrible, like, restaurant food. They're cooking mostly with canola oil.
I know. And Whole Foods uses canola oil in all their baked goods.
Right, but even,
that blows
even
my
sunflower
mind.
Oil. Sunflower
yeah,
oil
I know.
Is off the menu
yeah.
when it comes to adulterated.
Yes. And we've both been doing ozone therapy for quite some time, and we also both know about this Pydalagene. And I would love for you to share just a little bit about your experience with both of those things, and then maybe something else that you found. And if there are more foods that you want to talk about, please do. But I thought it would be good to share some things that aren't in the food line that we can do for ourselves toward health.
Yeah, we'll just give 30 more seconds of the food before we go into the ozone.
Absolutely. Please do. Yes.
It was the revelation that we only are required to have 5 grams of glucose in our bloodstream at any given time. So therefore, you monitor your glucose levels by activity levels. If I ride a bike 100 miles a day, I need more glucose because I'm going to be burning it like crazy riding the bike. But whether I'm burning it riding a bike or whether I'm sitting around in a sedentary lifestyle, I only want to have a maximum of 5 grams of sugar in my bloodstream at any given time. That avoids insulin resistance, which is not really, that's sort of a weird name.
Yes.
What that means is insulin overload and sugar overload. Both of those work with uric acid and oxalates to do excessive further damage in the body to the brain function, to your whole cellular matrix for your Krebs cycle, to like damaging glands, messing with your hormonal system. And it just has a devastating effect on the body that it, the body just cannot deal with long term.
Can I ask you a question here? What I've been hearing lately is with the glucose testing, they test the blood and the blood shifts so quickly. So you could do your glucose test when you have high glucose, but honestly, in the next 20 minutes, it can be a totally different level. And it's only testing glucose sugars. I've recently been investigating and looking into this work called RBTI. Are you familiar with that? Rheims Biological Theory of Ionization?
No.
Okay.
No, I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Well, what they do with their testing, they do a few different ways to test urine and then, you know, make all their conclusions with those numbers and how they relate to each other, et cetera. But they use a refractometer to test your carbs and sugars. And so they're getting all the sugars. That's one thing that keeps me interested, because I think that's really an important difference in what a glucose test will show. Let's go back to what you're saying. I just was curious if you knew anything about that, because I'd be interested in your opinion. But anyway, okay, continue.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's from Carrie Reams, who really nailed on the pH, right? That's the only thing I remember from him was he said that 6.8 pH is ideal, which was quite contrary to what a lot of people were saying.
I think it's actually 6.4.
Is it 6.4? Okay,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was definitely below the 7.3. And it was, very cool and very valid. I don't test ever for anything. I used to. And the reason I don't now is because what I found out was that when I eat foods that are low in carbs and I don't do high carbs, my body automatically adjusts. Because you mentioned glucose is only one thing. I call them glyconutrients. So I eat very high-end glyconutrients every single day. One of them is in the form of fermented palm tree syrup. And I put a little bit throughout the day into everything I have. But I make sure that my intake of foods is just simply low carb. Because I know that, unless, of course, I'm out rowing the boat or going in the kayak or, you know, doing a lot of things that are going to be high activity, I'm not too worried about it. You know, I could have a pasta dinner for that matter, you know.
Yes.
But I do very low carb diet generally. And that way I don't have to test for anything. I just know that I'm well within the range because there's carbs in everything anyway.
Yes, yes.
And I just make sure that it's low carb. And that took care of that problem because I do not want to be doing pinpricks and things and different. I don't want to do any invasive testing at all.
Right.
I want to keep my life super, super simple. And when I brought my food intake to a low carb, it just that was one of the biggest impacts. So there, that's sort of like the final thing of as far as lifestyle, my day, day out. And then, you know, we could talk about every other subject from meditation to exercise and so on. But people are very familiar with meditation value and exercise.
Right. Yes.
And intensity training and all those things. The things that people are not familiar with is how powerful ozone is going into the skin, whether it's an ozonated oil, which is by far my favorite now.
Oh, lovely.
And I've been exposed to ozonated oils for years. But what I noticed about myself is it takes me a while to really catch on. So, for example, you know, 7 years you could have asked me and said, oh, do you know about ozonated oil? Oh, yeah, I know about ozonated oil. Yeah, you know, it's discovered by Nikola Tesla and you put it into olive oil. And I've had some. And, but if I'm not ongoing using it, that tells you that I really don't know.
Right. Yeah. I have a sister who I tell her about things. She goes, oh, yeah, I know. I know. And I go, okay.
That's right. And if I think I know something or if I think I believe something or I think I've got the understanding of something when I don't, that's really bad news.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know,
then you can't help me at all. And then I'm a block for others.
Right. Well, I appreciate so much your sharing today, Ian, because you're sharing the gift that you got from going through your illnesses that you really got to know your body and you're very confident. So we're able to do that, to allow for that peace in a sense that you can zero in on your body and just go, well, actually, how am I feeling today? For instance, like I've been doing a little bit of intermittent fasting lately, and I'm going to definitely bring it more into my life. But it's a subtle shift that's going on, and I just love it. It just feels so good. And yet it's kind of subtle.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If people can find out how something works. I like to do 90-day sprints is what I'll call them. And it works in multiple areas from personal to business to everything.
Mm.
When you decide to do a sprint, that means you're not going in a marathon. You're not going to do it for a long time. You're going to do a test. So I did a 90-day sprint on this lifestyle thing with the low purines and the low oxalic acid and no seed oils and low carb. And my body, which was just cruising along at around 189 pounds, but I have a small frame. It was like 188, 189 consistently with my normal, with my other lifestyle. And as soon as I did this 90-day sprint, within the first 60 days, my body dropped 32 pounds. And I wasn't out to lose weight. It just dropped 32 pounds. And I continued doing exactly the same thing for the next 30 days of that 90-day sprint. My body never lost another pound and never gained another pound. It just stayed right there.
Right.
So what I found out was, oh, my body is so intelligent. It knows exactly how much weight it wants on it, and I don't have to tell it anything. I don't have to focus on gaining weight or losing weight. It just knows.
Yes.
So when I right, that's the our bodies are beyond hyper intelligent. We're not even smart enough to know how intelligent our bodies are.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we let it do its thing. And so when it came to this, the PIDA, which I now call BioRelease, the reason I call it BioRelease is because the PIDA, number one, is a sort of a foreign term. People go, what does that mean? Well, it's a Chinese word for, you know, percussion and stimulation of the skin and releasing of toxins. And then they call the bruising Shaw, and they call the you know, they have different terms. Well, I just wanted to get real. Like, and I loved the people who have, I mean, I love Hong Chi Chow, who rediscovered this after thousands of years of it being kind of buried.
Right.
And brought it out to the world and went all over the world and showed hundreds of thousands of people, you know, up until he was put in jail in 2017. And he went to jail for not this reason. He went to jail because of a big mistake that was made, not by him, but by others.
Right.
Although he allowed the mistake to come into his space, and that did affect him legally. Unfortunately, it should never have, but it did.
Right.
But aside from all of that, you know, confusion and noise, it comes down to your individual perspective, Robin, on everything you perceive, how you perceive it, how dialed into reality on your perception are things, in order for you to be able to function and share these things legitimately with others so they can actually benefit from them. So what I found out with this bio-release is that no matter where on your body you choose to give yourself a treatment, you can either do it with your hand or with a little slapper that you buy from China, which is made of silicone and rubber and plastic, and acts very effectively as a natural human hand. You take any part of your body you want. You simply apply the slapper or your hand to that very specific hand-sized part of your body for 5 minutes with the slapper or 10 minutes with your hand. You go at a regular percussive rate, so you're slapping your skin.
Now, do you do it in the joints or anywhere?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Any square inch of your skin on your body is going to respond. And what I first of all thought, oh, man, when I slap my body for 5 minutes with a slapper or 10 minutes with my hand, it causes all this bruising and swelling and burning and all this black and blue and yellow and green and purple and red and all this, these colors show up and then it takes a week to go away. And I thought that the slapping caused that. Well, I was totally wrong.
Yes.
Because if the slapping caused that, after I did two or three treatments on that particular space in my body, it would never, ever do that again. It would never swell up. It would never burn. It would never have pain. It would never have a mark. There would be no bruising at all. And then I realized, hey, I discovered something. This does not cause that at all. This manifests that in that part of my body, which is every part of my body, there are razor blades, toxins, and debris that should not be there that this releases. And when it's released, it leaves the system through the microcirculation lymphatic, goes out to your elimination system into the toilet. It breathes out of your lungs. It leaves, and it never comes back. And that we were born with it. It was in our bodies, in our mom's womb, as she built our body with her body, because her body is full of this stuff. Why was her body full of it? Not because she was a toxic person, but because she was given a body that was full of it from generational downloads of great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers who had no choice but to put that into the baby's body, because nobody knew that if a mom, before she had a baby, would take 6 months and slap every square inch of her body until it released all of the razor blades and toxins, and she would not put a single drop of that into that newborn baby's body being formed in her womb, and the pregnancy would be flawless, and the delivery would be almost painless.
Right.
But nobody knows, except for a few people.
Yes.
So now is time for people to find this out. Here's the problem. It's a mind game. There's a very hot firewall that I had to go through. And I went through it by slapping very large portions of my body. I'm not totally completed yet. I would do the areas that needed it the most. Every time I would complete the cycle, whether one, two, or three treatments were required, and you never go back on the same area for a whole week or 2 weeks or whatever until it's completely drained, and my body would completely clear up and turn back into a super useful body. Like, when you are older, people blame your age on the problems.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with your age.
Right. Okay, people, listen up here.
Right.
Meaning
it only
me
has
and
to
you,
do with
yes.
How long, right? It only has to do with how long have you allowed the wrong stuff to remain in your body and how long you have been doing the things that are harmful to yourself, or how long you have been doing the right things and getting the garbage out of your body, because it has nothing to do with how old you are. It has to do with how fast or how slow you are aging or reverse aging. I don't call it anti-aging. That's ridiculous. We should never be against aging per se, because if I'm at a certain age and I'm going to be 65 this coming June, that means I want to have that birthday, right?
Yes.
I'm not interested in not having that birthday. So I'm not against getting older, but I'm very much pro getting youthful.
Yes.
I'm a pro-youthful person. And all of us, I've discovered personally, so I can actually show people, I can get a slapper, I can bring up the parts of my body, which is 70% so far, of where it's being treated, and slap as long and as hard and as snappy and as whipping action as I want. And there's no pain other than slight stinging at the start. No swelling, no bruising, no marks, no nothing. No pain. And they're like, huh? Because if I take that same slapper and apply it to anyone's body who has never done this, even for 30 seconds, even at a one-third throttle rate that I can do with my own body, it swells up and gets bruised and burns and it hurts and all this garbage comes out. So what's with that? Therefore, people who are tuned in and want to be actually as healthy as they can be are going to methodically go through their body. Once they know that they know that they know that they know this is real, they are going to go through their entire body from head to toe and clear it out 100%. And all pain is gone. Now, I've had people come up and say, oh, I don't have any pain in my body. And I look at them and I go, sir, you're a skateboarder. You're 70 years old. You've been high action your whole life. You feel no pain because you stay moving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, your body is full of pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Oh, no, you, no, it's not. Sir, I can prove it. No, you're not touching me. You just get away from me. Right. Why would they say that? Because they don't want to have to face the fact that they are absolutely full of Nano razor blades.
Yes.
They're full.
Yes. Well, I appreciate,
Yeah. So like a high-performance athlete, let's take a baseball pitcher, for example.
Ooh,
in the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Pro League. Okay. They can pitch at about 100 miles an hour. They have a short career because their shoulder wears out. If they did the bio-release on their shoulder before they ever pitched a ball, and they've got this gift of fast twitch muscles where they're super gifted, right? How many men can throw at 100 miles an hour? Not too many. And accurately.
Yes.
They would never wear their shoulder out, and they would have a very long career. But because they don't know, all these trillions of nano razor blades are like little micro sandpaper. And it wears their shoulders out, just like people wear out their hips and their knees. Knee replacements, hip replacements would be a thing of the past. And we would wonder why we ever did that once we know how to do this.
Yes.
Right. I have seen chronic injuries, like real chronic injuries, whiplash car accidents in the teens. People in their 50s suffered the whole life, could never get relief in their neck and their shoulders. In one session, get 80% of the pain gone. In two sessions, 100% gone for life.
Bravo. This is what I love doing, is sharing this information. I like to call it common sense medicine, because there are so many things we can do for ourselves that really do make sense. And and I'm so glad you're sharing all of this today with us, Ian. And since we are kind of zeroing in on our time limit, I know you've become quite studied biochemist through all these years, and you have a company, Activation Products, that sells a few very choice supplements. And considering we are zeroing in on the time, can you tell us one supplement that you feel like is very beneficial in these days and times, and why?
Well, it's kind of an interesting question. The most amount of research and the most amount of development was done in a product called Oceans Alive. And well before I ever heard of it, there was a 40-year study done on all the different strains of marine phytoplankton. Marine meaning coming from the ocean, of course, not freshwater like spirulina and chlorella and those other types of algae. This one has every nutritional molecule known to any scientific research at all. And there are two strains that were discovered that match the human nutritional profile perfectly. They contain all the pigments, all the amino acids, all the essential fatty acids, all of the plant minerals, all the pigments, everything like that your body requires for the full orchestra of all nutritional downloads. And your body knows exactly what to do with each one of them. It is also stabilized fresh in a concentrated, purified sea mineral base. And that is a major hydrator. And hydration is one of the biggest issues that people have, is getting dehydrated from lack of mineralization.
Right. And it's not because of water intake. There's more to hydrating than just water. And you just
very much
explained
more.
That, yes.
Right. Yeah, because the water actually can dehydrate you, and it's not structured and not mineralized.
Right.
And it can strip your body of the essential minerals for communication. So anyone who has ever added Oceans Alive into their water on a daily basis has a very significant upgrade in their lifestyle quality. That was the one that they started the whole thing. It was very fun to watch that, because it started in the basement of our house in Toronto in 2007. And some people in California discovered it. And they said, where can we get it? And I said, well, I could get it for you.
Right.
I had the proprietary rights on how to make it.
Oh, beautiful.
And a scientific operation in Spain
began
making it. And it just went on its own. We had no marketing, no sales, and no company set up. And there were millions of dollars of the product sold into California privately to these private groups who just loved sharing the best things for other people.
Right.
No marketing, none.
Yeah. That's like Bronner soaps. They had zero marketing for many, many, many years, and they used all of their money that a regular company would use on marketing. That's how they did all their charity work. So it was a really beautiful thing.
Right. And the same, yeah, all the money that came from Oceans Live went back into further research.
Thank you. I'm so glad that we were able to check in with you, Ian. That's wonderful.
Yeah, likewise, Robin. It's been a pleasure catching up. Hopefully we can have further deeper conversations about many subject matters.
Ian Clark, CEO of Activation Products. I'm always so happy to share such inspiring stories. For anything Tributaries related, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. Our podcast as Tributaries Radio should be in your favorite spot. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for being tuned.